Now when all Jabesh Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul, they arose, all the valiant men, took away the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons, brought them to Jabesh, and buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. Now somebody says, does that clear the case? No. Who really is responsible? Now I want to read a very important verse that you might pass over here in the Scripture. In fact, these last two verses of chapter 10. So Saul died for his transgression which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it, and inquired not of the Lord. Therefore he slew him, and turned the kingdom unto David, the son of Jesse. Now, who was it that slew Saul? Well, he inquired not of the Lord, therefore he slew him. Who's he? The Lord. The Lord is the one who took his life. The Lord hath given, and the Lord hath taken away. Now, the Lord takes the responsibility. God says, I removed Saul. I executed him. Now, maybe you want to find fault with the Lord. Maybe you want to have him arrested for murder. Well, he has taken many a one. And by the way, that's the reason God says that you and I are never to take human life. You know why? The Lord gave, the Lord has taken away. Until you and I can give life, we have no business taking that life away. Only God can give life, and God can take away. And for him, it's not murder. It's murder for you and me. And he says that life is to be surrendered. When you take the life of another human being, you have no right to do that. And that is a great sin. So that Amalekite was executed for it. And why was Saul executed? He died for his transgression, which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not. Now, what is the great sin, therefore? The sin that God will bring capital punishment, and he'll do the executing, and he doesn't mind taking responsibility. He took Ananias and Sapphira. A great many people give Simon Peter credit for that. Simon Peter was the most surprised person there that day when they fell down dead. Or at least when Ananias did. He didn't dream that would happen. But God takes responsibility for that. There is a sin unto death. And this man died because of his transgression. Many times God reaches in and takes a human life because of that. And he took the human life of this man. I've lived long enough now that I can look back. And many times, I've seen God put a man aside in many ways. He can just put him on the shelf. He can put him out of his service. Or he can remove him actually from an office. God moves in the affairs of man. He hasn't abdicated today. He's still running the universe. It's his universe. And by the way, he'll run his way. If he wants to remove this one, that'll be his business, not yours or mine. And he's not accountable to us. But we are accountable to him, and he's the one that calls the shot. He is the one who's the umpire. He's the one that makes the decisions. And this man didn't inquire of the Lord. He turned to the underworld. And by the way, who are you listening to today? Who are you listening to? You hear God's voice today? Are you listening to man's voice, or actually to Satan's voice? This is the thing that causes God to move into the affairs of man. What a chapter this is. It gives us heaven's light on a very mooted subject.